This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, so much to get to today, so much to talk about. A lot of I told you so's. Man, I think my show, I used to say my TV show on Newsmax was probably watched by a lot of interns in the media who then reported to their bosses, the producers, and the hosts, and told them what Wayne Root said. The next day, I mysteriously found everything I said coming out of their mouths. And now, I think the same thing is true with my USA radio show. Everything I say turns out to be true or turns out to be the topic of the day the next day with every major host in America. And everything seems to be on the money. First of all, let me start with Biden leads Trump in phony Fox News poll that oversamples Democrats. I told you so. I don't need any major scientific evidence. I just tell you things. I've got an opinion show. And my gut instincts are right 99 out of every 100 times. Of course, the liberal media always finds the one out of every 100. And, of course, I give thousands of opinions a year. So they can quote like 10 I've been wrong on. But they never, funny, they never find the thousands I'm right on. And I knew the minute I saw it was a phony poll showing that Trump was losing by 12 points, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And according to a Fox News poll, Trump was down by 12. It oversampled Democrats, black voters, and a margin of error as high as 8.5% for certain subgroups. Conducted under the joint direction of Beacon Research and Shawn Company, headed by a former Bush-Cheney strategist, Darren Shaw, obviously a deep state scumbag, the poll found support for Biden at 50% and Trump at just 38%, 12 points down. It was a survey of 1,343 registered voters, so right off the bat, it did not poll likely voters, only anyone with a pulse who's registered. And nowadays, that would include about, 10 million illegal aliens in the United States registered to vote. Doesn't mean they're going to vote. Included an oversample of 252 black voters. Democrats were oversampled 46% to 40% of Republicans. Of those, 40% said they were solid Democrats versus just 33% of Republicans who said the same thing. 56% of voters polled disapprove of the way Trump has handled the protests in the wake of the death of George Floyd. 60% of those polled approve of the protests in general. You know that's not America's beliefs. Of black voter sample, just 8% said Trump respects racial minorities versus 79% for Biden. That's pretty funny, too, because, Biden's an old man with dementia in the basement. He doesn't respect racial minorities. He doesn't freaking know you're black! Are you joking? Biden is brain dead. He doesn't know you're black. He doesn't know you're white. He doesn't believe in racial hate. He doesn't believe in racial love. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what time it is. He needs a name tag around his neck. If he got elected president, he would get lost. There'd be a nationwide bulletin on a milk carton. The president has wandered away from the White House. He's lost. Wow. You think he knows what Juneteenth is? Are you joking? In any case, I was right again. The poll's a joke. Right number two. I told you so. Number two. What have I said on this show a million times? The Democrat Party should change the name of their party. If you're against statues of Washington, the founder of our country, the greatest country in world history, you morons. If you're against statues of Lincoln, the man who freed the slaves, you ignorant morons. Who would want to take his statue down? White extremists? No. No, no. Black Lives Matter people. Liberals want to take down a statue of a man who freed the slaves. You're really smart people, aren't you? That's what happens when you go to school with communists who teach you communist history. But I said on the show many times, the Democrat Party is a party whose history is slavery and the KKK and Jim Crow laws and everything bad you could ever think of in America's history of civil rights was the Democrat Party. And they should change the name. If you want to knock down statues of Washington and Lincoln and Jefferson, might as well knock down the Democrat Party and change the name, because you can't possibly pull the lever this November for a party that equals a history of racism. You want to erase history, erase Democrats. Who started saying that today after I said it for 2 months now? Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, said Nancy Pelosi should start talking about changing the name of our party, being that it has a newfound commitment to purging the U.S. of all things reminiscent of the Confederacy. The Speaker has the power to do that. She just said today she was going to remove the portraits of four speakers, all Democrats, who served in the Confederacy. And McCarthy said if the Speaker's concerned about that, she should start talking about changing the name of her party and actually changing the nominee. In reference to Joe Biden, who referred to the late Senator Robert Byrd, a KKK member, as a mentor and dear friend. The party has a long history of defending the institution of slavery and fighting to keep it. So, you know, if you're going to honor Juneteenth, and you're going to honor the end of slavery in this country, and you're going to get rid of every bit of history. And by the way, Pelosi's father, Thomas Alessandro Jr., many of whom think was a mobster with massive mob connections. She's the one with white privilege. They all have it. Find me a white Democrat who talks about white privilege, and they all had rich, 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 powerful parents who gave them, opened every door in life and gave them every advantage. And guys like me who are Republicans had nothing and fought our way and earned everything we've got. We don't believe in white privilege. But you had it. We just never had it. In any case, your father, the mobster, the alleged mobster, Thomas DeAlessandro Jr., also the mayor of Baltimore, oversaw the dedication of the Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee Monument in Baltimore's Wyman Park in 1948. Isn't that interesting? He encouraged Americans to emulate Stonewall Jackson's example and stand like a stone wall against aggression in any form that would seek to destroy the liberty of the world. So I said, eliminate the name Democrat. I tweeted it out a dozen times in the last 2 months. And I guess it got to Kevin McCarthy, and he's quoting me. And here's a Zogby poll. Did I ever tell you one of the reasons that Newsmax and I split up is because I kept saying that Joe Biden has dementia? Joe Biden is an old man. He's got either dementia or early onset Alzheimer's. Did I ever tell you that? Can you imagine that a conservative network would get mad at me because I said Joe Biden has dementia? The latest Zogby poll is out. A majority of voters believe Joe Biden is in the early stages of dementia. When I say this stuff, it always turns out to be right, and it turns out to be the pulse of the American people. A Zogby poll found a majority of voters believe Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat nominee, is in the early stages of dementia. 55% of likely voters. See? Any poll that's real polls likely voters. 56% of independents think Joe Biden has early onset dementia. 77% of Republicans believe so. 32% of Democrats believe so. 60% of young voters believe Biden is in cognitive decline. And the most startling number, 71% of union voters think it's more likely Biden is suffering from the disease. 61% of Hispanic voters think so. Wow. Nothing excitingly controversial about what Wainwright says. It's just always on the money. Joe Rogan says, with the most popular podcast in America, says left-wing media have completely ignored Biden in cognitive decline. Joe Biden is eating baby food. His wife is changing diapers. Joe Biden doesn't know where he is. It's very clear. And the American public agrees with me. More I told you so. I told you the worst governor in America is Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak. I could quote chapter and verse what a loser he is. But let me just say Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak apologizes after a photo surfaces showing no mask or social distancing in a restaurant he's eating at, an Italian restaurant in Las Vegas. Bella Vita. It's just symptomatic and symbolic of every Democrat in America. They're all full of SH you-know-what. Every one of them. You gotta wear a mask. You gotta wear a mask. You gotta wear a mask. You'll die if you don't wear a mask. Where are they? They're not wearing a mask. You gotta social distance. You'll all die without social distance. Where are they? Talking to an admirer 1 inch away, shaking hands and hugging. Democrats are the biggest hypocrites in the entire world. They're the same people who claim they love black people and, my God, racism and white privilege and, oh my God, white guilt. And go check out where they live. There's not a black person within 12,000 miles. Go check out where their kids go to school. Lily White private schools that cost $60,000 a year. Never seen a black person. Except for a few athletes they give a free scholarship to. Why is that? Why don't Lily White fancy private prep schools allow black people in? Why do politicians on the left send their kids there? Why do they live in white neighborhoods? Why are they never around black people? They're liars. Why do billionaires? They all live in fancy skyscrapers, far from illegal aliens, far from black people, far from Muslims, far from all the groups they claim they love. They're all full of crap. One more, I told you so. The national arm of Black Lives Matter spent millions on travel and consultants from July 2017 to July 2019, according to audited financial statements from its fiscal sponsor. Wow. Don't you understand what a scam it all is? Can you quote Wayne Root, please? Here's proof that Black Lives Matter is a scam, just like the Democrat Party is a scam, just like black leaders like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are scam artists. All they do is suck your money up by pleading about poverty and racism when all they want is your money. They don't do anything for you. Yeah, that was good old Al. They don't do anything for you. The national, just soak this up for a minute, the national arm of Black Lives Matter spent millions on travel and consultants. My God, they're living it up, living on the good time on your money. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, another jam-packed show. If you were with us for segment number one, so much to talk about, and so much to jam into segment number two. By the way, in the next segment, at about half past the hour, Ken Cuccinelli's with us, acting deputy secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, to talk about the Supreme Court decision to block Trump from ending DACA. Lots of news on that front. At the halfway mark of hour number two, Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, is here with all the big news of the day. And in the halfway of the hour number three, Evelyn Pichocki is here, patient of Dr. Yvette Lozano, who's been our guest, MD from Dallas, who knows that hydroxychloroquine works. And this patient literally was sick as a dog for 80 days. And a lot, her husband thought she might die, she thought she might die, doctors thought she might die. She gets hydroxychloroquine. She's better in 5 minutes. We'll have her on the show. Oh, my God, there's going to be liberals' heads exploding. It works, it works, it works. Hydroxychloroquine, hydroxychloroquine works. Do you want to kill us all? There's Governor Sisolak again, the guy without the mask, the guy who's not social distancing. I'll bet if we could get inside his house, help me break into the house of the governor. Because in his bedroom, I guarantee you what's there is a giant stash of hydroxychloroquine. Want to bet $1 million? I bet you $1 million, just like the president of Guatemala, or maybe it was Honduras, one of those two, literally said to the media, of course I take hydroxychloroquine as a preventative so I never get COVID. Everybody does. Every world leader in the world is taking hydroxychloroquine, but no one will tell you while they ban it for the rest of us. So you don't think that Governor Sisolak is taking hydroxychloroquine? Okay, here we go. I'm offering $1 million to the person that brings me video or photographic proof of Governor Sisolak with a stash, a pile of hydroxychloroquine hidden in his master bathroom. $1 million on the line. I'll be right 1,000 out of 1,000 times on this one. The very governor who bans the use has got it sitting in his house in case he comes up with it. Or maybe he's taking it preventatively right now. Just proving again, every liberal in America, get ready to beat me, is full of I scared you, didn't I, Chris? You're also full of crap. It's unbelievable. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. Our world has changed. Speaking of masks, governors without a mask. Governor, you don't have a mask. You better call Boomer Naturals fast. If what bothers you is how lousy the masks feel, Governor Sisolak, then call Boomer Naturals. Highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children, made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano silver technology. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. I don't go anywhere without it, right? If you have to use a mask, I never put a mask on unless the store demands a mask. If they demand a mask, I pull out my Boomer Naturals face covering. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's very comfortable. It's easy to breathe. It's easy to speak. People can understand me underneath the mask. Or I'll call it a face covering. They call it a face covering. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. And it lasts up to 30 days. You clean it at the end of each day with soap and water. And so it's very affordable, less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Governor Sisolak, you listening? BoomerNaturals.com. Why were you at a restaurant without a mask? Go to BoomerNaturals.com, Governor Sisolak. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 and get 20% off. You notice there are no ads that say use Sisolak and get 20% off? Use WARRADIO20 and save 20%, Governor Sisolak. Even you get it. Even you get the Wainwright discount. BoomerNaturals.com. So, more I told you so. Finally, Dr. Fauci, admits widespread lockdowns are not needed in the U.S. At the very moment, everyone's panicking. It's back. We're all going to die. There's so much COVID. Oh, my God. Change the name of our country, the United States of COVID. At that very moment, Fauci admits widespread lockdowns are not needed in the United States. I don't think we're going to be talking about going back to lockdowns, Fauci said. I think we're going to be talking about trying to better control those areas of the country that seem to be having a surge of cases. Fauci said as the U.S. reopens, flare-ups of the virus may occur, but the approach to matters such as school reopenings will be localized. There's no reason for anyone right now in the United States with regard to coronavirus to wear a mask. He said on February 14th, you remember that? There's no reason to wear a mask, anyone in the United States to wear a mask, he said on February 14th. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask, he told 60 Minutes on March 8th. He also said masks are not 100% protective. I don't know how you believe a word he says. So I'd really be celebrating right now that Fauci says no lockdowns, except he changes his mind as the wind blows. So I expect tomorrow or Monday he'll tell us, oh, absolutely, we need lockdowns. After Friday he said, nah, no lockdowns will be needed. You can't believe a word he says, or a word the WHO says, or a word the CDC says, or any of the government bureaucrats. Screw them all.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a man in a Wendy's parking lot 1 week ago is waiving his first court appearance on Friday. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Rolfe is accused of shooting Brooks twice in the back after Brooks stole his taser and was running. Atlanta Interim Police Chief Rodney Bryan says he's seeing an increased number of officers calling in sick.
What we are seeing is an increase in officers taking off. We don't believe that it's a coordinated effort. But as we're seeing throughout the country, police departments are feeling very challenged at this time.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his state is happy to be hosting President Trump's first Make America Great Again rally since March in Tulsa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Isn't it funny? I just told you all that the Fox News poll was a bunch of hooey, total garbage, oversampling Democrats, not likely voters, registered voters, probably anyone who answers the phone. Massive, massive oversampling of Democrats. And now new Fox News poll is out. Voters say enthusiastic, yes, we all want to wear face masks. Everybody wants to wear face masks, liars. And then they say no to rallies. There should be no Trump rallies. This is a Fox News poll. I swear to you, they must put like 80 people in a room and make sure 70 are Democrats, and they come up with their numbers. It's the most ridiculous, fraudulent thing I've ever seen in my entire life. All right. We all know the big news yesterday was the United States Supreme Court, by a 5-4 decision, Justice Roberts, as usual, like Obamacare, like the citizenship question on the census, like trans rights, always on the wrong side of major issues, and he votes against us, and it's a 5-4 decision that DACA, you know, they can't overrule Obama's executive order on DACA, which is ridiculous because the executive order was illegal in the first place. The president never had a right to do it. Only Congress could do it. So it's just the most ridiculous ruling ever. We've got Ken Cuccinelli here, the acting deputy secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, to talk about it. He's the right man in the right place to talk about it, and we welcome him enthusiastically to the show. Secretary Cuccinelli, how are you?
Wayne, good to be back with you.
So obviously, you will, I assume, enthusiastically agree with me that this ruling by the Supreme Court made absolutely no sense. It's back to the days. What do we always say about activist courts? When there's a bunch of liberals, they decide they want to make law instead of just defining the law. And these guys, or at least Roberts, shockingly, jumped to the side of the left and decided to make a law about something that was illegal in the first place. Am I pretty much getting this right?
I'd add one more piece to it is, amazingly enough, I mean, Justice Thomas said, look, this is illegal. You can't require a process of something that's illegal to do. And the majority, their response to that argument was cricket. They didn't address whether or not it was legal. They just said, well, yeah, you can get rid of it, but we want you to do it a different way. Much like the census case, except the census case was different in that the underlying item here, DACA, was illegal. As Justice Thomas said, the census isn't illegal. It's an amazing outcome. It's a terrible outcome. And, Roberts just keeps landing on the wrong side of these things.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, it's not what people think. But it's not what people think, right? Right, Ken? If I call you Ken or Secretary Cuccinelli, whatever you prefer. Right. All right. So it's Secretary Ken. It's Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, and he's with friendly territory here. Lots of friends, lots of supporters. So we'll call you Ken. Hey, Ken, here's the deal. I think the average liberal thinks they won, and a lot of Republicans probably hear this and go, ooh, we lost. That's not the case at all. All it means is Trump's going to have to bring it back and do it himself, right?
Right, which is what the president immediately said right after the ruling. He called me very shortly after that, and he just said, look, we didn't lose it. This is a delay. That's it. And he's right. And the Chief Justice here, in one of my tweets at Homeland Ken, I said, if he was a punter, he'd be an all-star. If he was a football player, he'd be an all-star punter. And he just punted it down the road. He didn't decide it. Interestingly, there was a parallel case years ago out of Texas called the DAPA, with a P, not a C, DAPA case instead of DACA. It was about the parents. And the Fifth Circuit there ruled that was illegal. And then it came to the Supreme Court. This was after Justice Scalia had passed away, so there were only eight justices. And Chief Justice Roberts voted with the three other conservatives, or the three conservatives, I should say, upheld the finding that it was illegal. And it's virtually the same legal basis. So had he reached the question of whether or not this was legal, we more or less already know what he would do. But for his own reasons, he refused to do that, and he made a process decision on something that he has effectively already found illegal in another circumstance. This is an incredible outcome.
All right, so tell me what the next step is specifically for President Trump. How does he right this wrong? What can he do to DACA now?
So President Trump instructed us at DHS to write the rescission of DACA correctly by the terms the court laid out. jump through their hoops. But you'll also remember, before the last election in 2018, he was talking to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, hey, can we work out a solution to this? And who walked away? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer walked away from attempting to make a solution. And why did they walk away? Because they and their allies for a decade have used DACA recipients and other people like them as political pawns. And they don't want to give up their pawns. And, you know, so for people who actually want a solution, only President Trump stayed at the table to work through it and to negotiate. They walked away. And, you know, the executive branch isn't supposed to make policy. It's supposed to implement it and execute it, right? Well, of course, Obama said the same thing and then promptly made this DACA policy. Congress, if they really believe all the wailing they've done lately about this, then they need to step up and solve this, like so many other issues in immigration. President Trump's been leading. He's been working. He's been fighting. And we've got better immigration system for it. But he's not getting cooperation out of Congress.
You said that the president's not really supposed to make law, right? But meanwhile, the Supreme Court's not supposed to make law either. It sounds like the Supreme Court thinks they can make law, right?
Well, and you know, this isn't the only case that looks like legislating this week. And Justice Roberts seems to be pretty comfortable with that. And, you know, that's not a place, that's not the kind of justice we ought to have on the Supreme Court. I will say, this president, not just the justices, but you look at his court selection, they've been spectacular. And we see yesterday why those picks are so important. Why that's one of the most important things that a president does. And this president, nobody's perfect, but he's done the best job, literally in years of my lifetime, of any president in picking judges.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm a big believer. I don't know if you know this. Long before I got into politics and talk shows, I was a motivational speaker in the business circuit and wrote a lot of motivational business books and spoke all over the world. And I always talk about lemons to lemonade. No matter what happens to me, I try to turn lemons to lemonade. I think you could turn this into lemonade as well. I think you could walk away with the following thought. Tell me what you think. We're speaking to Ken Cuccinelli, who is the acting deputy secretary of the Department for Homeland Security. Tell me what you think, Ken. I think that the Supreme Court just basically said that if a president issues an executive order, even if it's illegal, we're going to defend it at the Supreme Court. So why doesn't President Trump use this to start issuing a flurry of executive orders?
Right. You know, I go back to Obamacare. They ordered us all to buy their Nancy Pelosi approved health care, right? And I would say to liberals, because I was the first attorney general to sue on that, and so I spoke a lot about this, and I would say, how would you all feel if Congress wrote a law and the president signed a law ordering you to buy a gun to protect yourself so that we can protect interstate commerce? How would you say, what? And their heads would explode. Yeah, I can't do that. Really? Why not? You can order me to buy health care. Why can't Congress order you to buy a gun? And, you know, they never think of putting the shoe on the other foot. And, Wayne, you've just hit it. Can you imagine if this president, you know, wrote his merit-based immigration system to fix our ridiculously flawed system and just tried to implement it by executive order? They'd go berserk. These are the same people who praise and encouraged President Obama to go ahead and use his pen and phone. You remember that?
Right. Correct. Yeah, I remember it.
And, I mean, that's what this is. And they thought that was great. Well, they won't think it's great when it's a policy they don't agree with. And it's why the founders put in place a government structure where process is important. Process is boring, but it protects us. And President Trump recognizes that a violation of the rule of law, like DACA, can't be allowed to stand. And not until it's either put in law or it's removed. And he's taken his steps to remove it. And now it's up to Congress. If they want to do something different, they're finally going to have to stop talking and start acting.
So I want to get your reaction, Secretary Cuccinelli. I always thought that DACA was something that in the end would be used for horse trading. You know, in other words, that's the reason I think you don't just give in and say, okay, DACA's fine. I think Republicans need to stand firm and say, you know what? We're going to cancel DACA unless all these kids can stay. Well, now they're not kids anymore. A lot of them are 30, 40 years old. But they can stay. as long as we get something. We want the money to build the border wall, finally. We want the whole $25 billion that we need. We want birthright citizenship to be ended, finally, something like that. We want the visa the lottery to be ended, right? The anybody gets in the country. You know, things like that. There's a lot of things that we could get in return for a deal where you let them stay. Can't we horse trade a little bit here?
Well, look, and, you know, Congress and presidents do that all the time. So, you know, and there are a lot of things that need to be fixed in our immigration system. You just named a few of them. I mean, the very worst one of all, the craziest one of all, that visa lottery.
Right.
You know, we randomly let tens of thousands of people into the country. That's crazy.
Crazy. What's the other one called? I forgot the name of the one. The other one's pretty bad, too, where once you get in, you can invite every relative you've ever known in your life to
chain
come in.
Migration.
Right, chain migration. Got to end that, too. That's another one. Yeah. Maybe we could, you know, trade chain migration and visa lottery for DACA and the DACA kids getting stay.
There are some things that are popular with 80% of Americans. They're popular because they're good policy. You don't get to 70 and 80% popularity without having Democrat, Independent, Republican, Libertarian, Vegetarian support. I mean, you gotta get it all. And,
there we go.
And there are things that can be put in not a 1,000-page bill, but a small one.
That should be a new law. We should make sure that we're on the way out here, but that should be a new law. I think President Trump should issue an executive order that every bill from now on should be like 10 pages or shorter, or it doesn't count. We don't need 1,000-page bills. Ken, we got
to
run. Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, Department of Homeland Security, great friend of the show. Thank you, Ken.
Sure thing. You have a great weekend.
Yep. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand washed with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Great interview to have Ken Cuccinelli on. Good get. Thank you, Andrew Paul. Good job. I don't say it often enough. Andrew Paul, great job getting some great guests. Are you making the music loud on purpose? Because, you know, Chris gets very jealous, very proprietary when I try and compliment anyone but him. So, first of all, Andrew Paul, great job. You're doing a great job getting guests, and he is just the greatest right-hand man in the world, executive producer of the show, as well as the booker of the show for guests, as well as director of advertising for the show, as well as my right-hand man. So, thank you, Andrew Paul. Thank you, Andrew Paul. Thank you, Andrew Paul. I don't say it enough, but I have so much to try and cram into the show. It's hard to remember everything, and I don't say it enough. What a great job that Chris O'Sullivan does as my associate producer and board op, who's in my ear the entire 3 hours of every show. So thank you, Chris O'Sullivan. Nothing like having an Irish nothing like having an Irishman in your ear at all times. Good stuff. All right. Where's that from? Is that from Karate Kid or something? Yeah, it is. Hey. Hey, you didn't comment on me saying nothing like having an Irishman in your ear. Come on. That's a funny line. That's
right.
A good line.
All right. I'm a little nervous. I'm worried that the guy in the Lucky Charms box is about to get banned. I got my mind elsewhere.
Wait a minute. Is that Chris on the air? On the air?
Yeah, I know how to do
this. You just press a button whenever you want and come on my show?
Yeah.
This is my real estate. Who gave you? How'd you get by the guards?
I've seen your guards at your country club condo. It's not hard.
All right, press the button and get out of here. All right, thank you. Great job. Finest Note is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Now you've all heard from Chris. See, you know he's out there. He's real. And he is, in fact, Irish. With a name like O'Sullivan, what a shocker, right? Yeah, where I come from in New York, see, these days are all gone now, right? Like, I'm a dinosaur. All we do is notice someone's ethnicity. All we do is make fun. I made fun of the Irishmen. I made fun of the Italians. The Italians made fun of me, the Jew. We all made fun of the black kids. The black kids made fun of us being white boys. Everybody made fun of each other. I don't know what's wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way I grew up in New York, and it was great. And now it's all political correct BS. And you know what comes after bull? All right. I got to say one more thing before I forget, because Matt is my greatest fan and lifelong best friend, known him forever, listens to every minute of Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin, and now Wayne Allyn Root, and says, you blow them all away. Best show I've ever heard in my entire life, most exciting show for 3 hours I've ever heard in my entire life. You kill them. You're number one I've ever heard in my entire life. But, there's a but today. Today he gave me a but. He said, but you're the most, because it's so good, you are so hated by the liberals. They all hate your effing guts, want to kill you, destroy you, ruin you. So just they take everything out of context. So make sure everybody knows you were joking in the last segment when you said someone should break into the governor's mansion. Well, of course I was joking. I didn't even think to say anything because nobody would take that seriously. But in today's world, liberals would take it out of context and actually say Wainwright wanted someone to break into the governor's house. Of course I didn't mean that. It was a joke. What I did mean was I guarantee you that he has a stock of hydroxychloroquine. And I will offer a bounty, a reward for anyone who could prove that he is, in fact, got a stock of hydroxychloroquine. Anybody who could find that, I will pay a bounty. Now, I'm not as rich as everybody thinks. I was joking about $1 million. I don't have $1 million. I couldn't even write out a check for $100,000. I can write a check for $10,000. So I will offer a bounty of $10,000 for anyone, real money. Wayne Root is not joking anymore. For anyone who could prove that the governor of the state is a complete hypocrite, I will write a personal check for $10,000 to you. If you could prove to me that he has hydroxychloroquine, a stock of it ready for himself, or that he used it just like Trump does to prevent himself from getting sick, or you've got a photo of it, whatever it is, I don't know how you would acquire that, I don't know if you're a pharmacist, I don't know what you are, but whoever can prove that he's a hypocrite, I will write a real $10,000 check. Now that's not a joke. I was kidding with all the other stuff before. That's dead serious. If you could prove the governor of our state, Steve Sisolak in Nevada, is a total fraud and a hypocrite, and he's using hydroxychloroquine while he almost bans it for the rest of us and says you can only get it in a hospital setting, at which point you're already probably dead and it's not going to work. When you needed it in the beginning, every doctor says it works like magic. Well, then I will offer a bounty for that. If you can prove that, somebody prove that to me. Okay. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, and today was another huge day for gold and silver. I happened to look it up in the break for once. Usually I do it right live on TV while I'm talking to you. The market was down, about 200 points, and the NASDAQ was way down, but gold and silver way up today. Gold up $25 an ounce to $1,756, almost a 2% gain for gold, and even higher for silver, up to almost $18 an ounce. So a huge day for gold and silver. Silver even bigger than gold. And so Finest Known is our precious metal sponsor on the show, and I told them to go big or go home, and they went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning you get it wholesale. What a great way to get in. To start your investment, you get in at wholesale, same price that a wholesaler pays. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. You get in wholesale, they don't make a penny, Finest Known, on the very first sale with you. That's because they're rolling the dice and they're betting their customer service is so good that you'll stay with them forever. And they'll make lots of money in the future. My kind of advertiser. 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. I demand every one of my advertisers take such good care of you. 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. And don't break into the governor's mansion. I was joking. That's right. I mean, I'm the biggest target in the world now. They're all after me, so you got to make sure everything you say is not taken out of context, or when you're joking around, taken literally. Lots of big news when we come back. Lots of big news, especially Trump says this is the theme for the campaign.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1663.